You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
More international research has emerged evidencing the connection between hunger and school achievement, both internationally and in Aotearoa, ahead of the proposed funding cuts for free school lunch program Ka Ora Ka Ako. I spoke to public health researcher Dr. Pippa McKelvey-Sibilo about the lacking evaluation processes of Aotearoa's government bodies ahead of cuts and the positive impact of our free schools lunch program that has been evidenced through community research. Beyond school achievement rates, what are your biggest concerns around the flow-on effects for students impacted by the potential program acts as they move from school into adulthood?
Look, we know that there are other evaluations of this program too, and we know that it's reducing financial hardship in those families, in those communities. We know that it's improving well-being. There's some evidence that it improves attendance. And not to mention, of course, also the nutrition for our kids is improved. They got broader taste preferences, more nutrition in the meals that they're eating. So if you axe the program, you're actually taking away all of those impacts as well as the educational achievement. So that those things would be really concerning, yeah.
And the Overseas Program for International Student Assessment Study has revealed a more severe and disproportionate impact of hunger on the achievement of Māori students. How important is it to commission further research into this inequity from a kaupapa Māori approach?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. So there has been a kaupapa Māori evaluation of the school lunches, and that was an excellent report that's available through the Ministry of Education's website. And they particularly look into the impact when the school lunches are being delivered under the hapu iwi model, which is having great impact at that student level, but also family, school, community. It's having an impact on local employment. So that is a great report. Also, PISA has had a look at the impact for Māori students, which we know is lower overall, and then this hunger comes in on top at higher rates to really exacerbate that that relationship.
And are there any mechanisms to hold the government or the Ministry of Education to account for their lack of evaluation on the impact of school lunches on student achievement ahead of the threats to cut Ka Ora Ka Ako funding?
That's a good question, and I do think we need to highlight this, that they are assessing, well, they say they're assessing the program for its impact on achievement, but they haven't assessed it, or they at least haven't published that data. There's nothing publicly available that we can find, so which is why we're looking to other studies of impact of hunger on achievement. I do think we need to speak about this more loudly and either take that criteria out of the evaluation or quickly get some evaluation done on that.
And are there any viable improvements or compromises you think could be made within the existing Ka Ora Ka Ako program to ensure its continuation in some form?
Yeah, I do think that's important, because we have seen schools where it's doing really well, and we see that in the news. We hear a lot of reports from principals where the school lunch program is running really well. There are other schools who have struggled a little on uptake. So there should be more support for schools to move to the internal model, where they can have school kitchens, where the students participate, where the food that is unused food, surplus food, can be reused, can be redistributed. And there's not, it's not a commercial model where someone's trying to make a profit from it. This is an internal model where schools really get to own the lunches, make it part of something that they do. The other model that works really well is when one school provides for their students and, say, students from another couple of schools. So those kind of localised models, rather than a large caterer just producing meals for commercial profit.
That was public health researcher Dr. Pippa McKelvey-Sibilo on how international research further backs the benefits of free school lunch programs in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.